Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
And indeed, lots of people travelling various places this weekend. We are halfway through the Easter break, which for the parents means a lot done, a lot more to do. I'm joined now for an update on how it's going by mother and comedian Emma Doran. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Should I say comedian and mother, or mother and comedian?
Look, I don't know where I'm at this week. I want to say thank you very much for having me on. I've told my family I have to do a very important radio interview about the positive impact of chocolate on our mental health, and it may take some time. So I'm hiding up in the attic, hoping to sneak in a doze. Everything's fantastic.
So listen, you think there should be a collective agreement on how parents approach a two-week break like this?
Anyone who did anything with their kids this week, anyone who was trying to do the old hashtag making memories stuff this week, needs to take a good, long, hard look at themselves. We need to pare it all back. Maybe Friday, Thursday, Friday, let's kind of do something then. Let's do the park and get an ice cream. But pull it all back. Let's calm it down. Get a hold of ourselves now. Please.
Because basically we've one more week to go here. We don't want to shoot our bolts too much in the first week.
No. There was no point making memories this week because they're not going to remember by the time they go back to school.
Yes,
right?
Okay.
They've got to do it on the Friday. You need to get them into a camp fairly lively. Now, I got them into a camp. I've no idea what this camp is. It could be an origami camp, crickets, marbles. I haven't a clue. I paid for it on Revolut, Dad. I'll ask no questions about it, though. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't matter what, any old camp you can get them into, send them off to that. Happy days.
It's a pity about the weather, though, isn't it? Because it's kind of, all the rain is ruining what?
The bad weather is a fantastic turn of events, because then you can't go out, then you can't feel guilty. If it's all sunny, now today has kind of unsettled me because it is nice today, and I think, God, will I bring them out to the park or something? But when the weather is bad, it's great. Charge up the bits. That's the mistake a lot of people make. You need to have enough charging ports for the tablet, for the switch, for the bits and bobs. You know, I'm getting sick of my tablet. Well, use your switch then. You know, like, you have to teach these things.
Okay, multitasking or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can't be smothering them and mollycoddling them. It's good for them to be bored. It's a life lesson, isn't it?
You're so right. You're so right. I'm going to hang on to that one. What about like the Kelly family there who are out for a spin somewhere? Would you go out for a spin? Are you good? Like a lot of people take a flight out of here.
My kids love a bit of puking. Anytime we throw them in the car, they're heaving. And with dogs as well, they love a puke. I don't know if you've ever been on a Ryanair flight with kids and they've puked down the middle aisle. It's not a great buzz. So the travelling there wouldn't be for me. What we tend to do is we'll take a little trip up to Lidl and I send them off to find things. See if you can find the bread. See if you can find the cereal. We make a bit of a game of that. Another little great activity you can do with kids, especially now on Sunday, all that recycling, send them out to the green bin. Get in the green bin. Get your brother in the green bin. See if you can squash it down. That's an event. Don't be racking up the mileage or anything like that. When I was a kid, I remember my mother took us to Holyhead for a day. Not an overnight, for a day. We got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We had to change our money to sterling. We went over on the ferry. We went around Holyhead for about 15 minutes. We got a photograph at a monument. Went to a corner shop and came home. We all said, geez, that was a fantastic day. And that was our holiday. We would be getting on planes. Would you get a grip?
Was your mother like, were people as conscious in those days as the making memories? Or is this a new pressure from the social media or what?
This is a new pressure and everyone needs to calm down. Back in the day, you know the way you might take photos, but you were start getting them developed anytime soon. You get the, it would be a surprise when you get them developed. I wonder what these are. I wonder what this is going to present us. I saw a woman on Instagram the other day, and I mean this in the nicest possible way. I think someone needs to perform a wellness check. She was carving boiled eggs into the shape of Easter bunnies for her toddler. Now, lovely, but that's highly unnecessary. If anyone... like, if you've ever fed a toddler before, my dogs always would have known that's feeding time for us because most of it ends up on the floor. Like, that's madness.
So you're not one for doing the arts and crafts with them then?
No, I won't be carving potatoes into the shape of Easter eggs and printing it. No, we'll have a few chips. That'll be the sports covered. There's no need for it. I think there's enough to be doing with breaking up the boxes, you know, getting the tin foil off the egg and that's lovely, flattening that out. Do you know when you get all the creases out of it? You could burn a bit of time there, that kind of thing. No arts and crafts. Pairing socks, that kind of thing. Tidy your room, that always burns a bit of time. I've never seen a child move so slowly when you tell them to tidy their room. Do you know what I mean? And any time you bring them out, they never remember it anyway. Do they? I only remember the days my mother forgot to collect me, or, you know, we all just remember the bad days.
Yeah, they're the memories. Yeah. So what you're saying ultimately, though, is we need to broaden out our definition of what doing an activity with your children is.
Definitely. And I think it's actually paramount for their mental health to teach them these skills. I don't think it's actually about us as the parents. I think it's about safeguarding our children and their futures that we just all decide collectively, agree, we're not going to be getting up to too much.
I like it. You're doing it for them. And listen, you're on tour at the moment. That's nice to get out of the house in the evening, I'd say, is it?
It is. But you know what? The second you get off stage, somebody's texting you going, will you get milk and bread on the way home? So it doesn't last.
So that you're a comedian and comedian first and mother second in that situation, but you become a mother fast once you step off that stage, right? The glamour of show business.
I'm glad to be getting out, definitely. So look, I'll have to come back upstairs now and maybe get ready for the gig this evening. Do you know what I mean? Oh, there'll be a lot of prep.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sure like every mother around the country, you've plenty of jobs you should be doing, so I won't keep you any further. Emma Doran, thank you very much.
Thanks, Emil.